Seaworth warns tenants that 2,300 phone booths may be a hazard by the New York Times.
WeWork, the shared office company already coping with a failed public offering and a corporate shakeup, disclosed a new problem on Monday, possible formaldehyde contamination of hundreds of phone booths at some of the buildings it leases. In a note to tenants at an unspecified number of its sites in the United States and Canada, the company said it was removing the booths because of potentially elevated levels of formaldehyde caused by the manufacturer. The company said it would remove another 700 booths for testing out of an abundance of caution. WeWork performed an analysis, including having an outside consultant conduct a series of tests on a sampling of phone booths, the company said in its statement. The phone booths are a key feature of WeWork's shared office concept because they offer private places for making calls in otherwise open layout spaces. The company told tenants in its note that it would provide alternative quiet spaces where phone booths are unavailable. Addressing the phone booth problem could be costly for WeWork, which just months ago appeared set for a lucrative public offering and is now trying to stay afloat.